Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Reviews. On today's episode of the podcast, I am going to be discussing Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. This is A24's new movie. It was hailed by the critics as being one of the best movies of the year so far. And it is, I guess I'll just read the logline here. The logline is, an aging Chinese immigrant is swept up in an insane adventure where she alone can save the world by exploring other universes, connecting with the lives she could have led. They do actually sum up the entire plot right there, but this is a movie that is very, very complex. Michelle Yeoh is the star of this one, and it's all about the relationships between her and her husband, and her daughter, along with a few other people as well. Her father is also a pretty big part of this movie, but the focus is the mother-daughter relationship, and this one is told in a very, very unique way. Critics absolutely love this movie. I was kind of lukewarm on it, actually. It was not my favorite. There were some things that I liked about it. One of those things happens to be the art direction. There were just some mind-bending and just absolutely outstanding visuals in this one. Ones that kind of, I don't know, inspired me in my own art. Just thinking about some of the things that they were able to create here, and just, I don't know, it was just very, very unique. And talking about unique, the storytelling here was also very, very original. You won't really ever see a movie like this. This is, again, this movie is its own thing. It is definitely an interesting way of taking that mother and daughter relationship, one that is a little strained, one that is struggling, and tell it in a way that is so unexpected and so energetic and action-packed. I don't know. Yeah, like I said, it's not like anything you will see. The acting in this one is also top-notch. Jamie Lee Curtis has a role in this movie, and she is fantastic. She's more, there's a lot of comedy in this movie, but Jamie Lee Curtis is kind of the main focus of that, and I thought it actually worked really, really well. A lot of the humor here worked well, but a lot of it, this movie is just so fast-paced, it's overwhelming at times, and that would be one of my reasons to possibly skip it. And I don't know if it was because I was tired, or I don't know if it was the film itself, but for some reason, I don't know. This movie just did not connect with me as much as I thought it was going to. Obviously, it's about this mother and the daughter, so I don't have that connection. But yeah, I don't know. This movie didn't really make me feel strongly about any of the characters, which is a huge, I don't know, kind of a big negative with this movie. But all that being said, Everything Everywhere All at Once is a very, very original film. I think if you like art house movies, this would be one to see. I think it is definitely a well-made movie. I just think it was not a movie that was made for me. So check it out if you want to. I know it was a quick review today, but looking ahead to next week, I am going to be reviewing Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace, as we get close to May 4th. Trying to review some of the Star Wars movies. I don't know if I will review all of them, and I don't know if I'm going to rewatch all of them, but I will be rewatching Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace. Possibly the most excited I was for a movie growing up as a kid. The only other one that comes to mind is one I talked about on the podcast several weeks back, several months back with The Matrix Reloaded. But The Phantom Menace probably was the most excited I was for a movie ever as a kid. And being in elementary school when it came out, as I'll talk about on the quick review coming up here shortly, it was a movie where I had blinders on. I was under the age of 10. I thought it was a fantastic movie. It will be interesting looking back at it 2 decades later and seeing what I think about it now. I'm also going to be reviewing next Saturday on the podcast Twin Peaks Fire Walk With Me, the prequel that David Lynch created, the movie. It's the movie prequel to his TV series Twin Peaks that came out in the early 90s. A movie that if people ask what is the scariest movie to you, I often reply, Twin Peaks Fire Walk With Me. David Lynch does not rely on jump scares. But this one, some of the imagery in it is very, very disturbing, and I watched about half of it last night. I was just like, oh boy, yeah. There's a reason that I said that this was probably the scariest movie I've ever seen. So, anyway, I think to most people, David Lynch movies are not that frightening, but for some reason, I think there are definitely moments in these movies that really stand out to me. But anyway, I'll talk more about that next Saturday. I'm also going to be reviewing a book fairly soon. I'm wrapping up It's What I Do, Lindsay Addario's memoir about her time spent overseas as a photojournalist. She is currently overseas right now in Ukraine, but it just talks about her time spent in the Middle East and in Egypt and Libya, and kind of just, yeah, talking about her adventures and her near-death experiences, and it's all very exciting but very sad at the same time. But anyway, I will be talking about that here shortly as well. So thank you for tuning in to today's brief episode of Ryan's Reviews. There's going to be several episodes and mini episodes coming up over the next week. So hope you can tune in then. But I definitely will be back next Saturday at 1 o'clock talking about Twin Peaks: Fire Walk With Me.